Welcome back to this State of Opportunity special. I'm Cynthia Canty. Too many Michigan babies are dying. For every 1,000 babies born in our state, roughly 7 won't make it to their first birthday. That's a full point higher than the national infant mortality rate. And when you break that down by race, the numbers are even more disturbing. African American babies are twice as likely to die before they turn 1 than white babies. And in some Michigan cities, that disparity is much higher. In 2012, Jennifer Guerra spoke with Shantania Smith. Her infant son, JJ, died after only a few weeks.
It's hard. It's really hard to deal with. Because it's like I have so many people. I have a huge support system. But sometimes I really feel like I have nobody because I don't like to bring the pain back up in them. I don't like to see them cry as well. And I know if I bring it up, they're going to. So it's extremely hard, and it's been over 2 years and has not got better at all.
With us now is Amy Zagman, who's executive director of the Michigan Council for Maternal and Child Health. Amy, when the State of Opportunity Project launched in 2012, Michigan's infant mortality rate was 6.9 per 1,000 births. Where are we today?
I think we're just slightly better than that, around 6.8. And the rate's not going to go down dramatically quickly. If you understand infant mortality and dig into it a little bit, you realize that there is only so much you can do with what's called excess infant mortality beyond those deaths that can be anticipated because of birth defects, et cetera. So that's the infant mortality that we focus on.
So, yeah, what are the most important things being done right now?
So there's a lot of work being done in communities and a lot of work being done at the state level to make sure that communities have the supports and resources they need. So it's really important for folks to understand that infant mortality is an indicator that indicates the health of a community. It also indicates sort of the resources that are available for families to be healthy and for women to be healthy and have healthy birth outcomes. So it isn't one thing. Infant mortality isn't one thing. There's not one thing we can do to fix it. And what we've really tried to do in the last couple of years, and this isn't just the organization I work for, but a collective effort, is really make sure that all of the efforts that are going on locally are driven by real data, because it's also important to know that infant mortality varies across the state as far as what the actual drivers are. You talked a little bit about disparities and how that differs by community, but it's also can really vary as far as root cause.
When we talk about those root causes, I know one of the things that we've picked up over the years is this real big emphasis on education, on safe sleep practices. How important is that?
That's huge when we talk about excess infant mortality, because beyond babies who are born low birth weight or premature, who we want to prevent those things from happening, and we obviously have health interventions, there are infants who are otherwise healthy who then we lose, and those are really the most preventable. You pointed out education. I think it's education for everyone involved. So a lot of our efforts right now are focused on the mother and the family. I really think what we need to do is broaden that circle and make sure that everyone in the community is supporting families to make the best sleep choice possible. Not only, you know, childcare and grandparents, but everyone really needs to embrace the idea of being supportive of on your back, alone, in a crib, in the parent's room, but not in their bed. And those are really the safe sleep tenets. And if we stick with those, we know that the rate dramatically decreases.
And all signs are pointing to federal funding for health initiatives potentially being reduced. What do you think that could mean to the infant mortality battle in Michigan and really our country?
Well, I think one of the most troubling things about the federal cuts is understanding that they will have an impact on services that are provided either, that are state-based as well. So in addition to the ability of parents to be able to purchase affordable insurance, it will have impact on our state Medicaid program. And over 50% of the births in the state are Medicaid funded. And to the extent that cuts are made around services and supports to women on Medicaid or even outside the Medicaid program, it will definitely impact the care and the frequency of the care that they are able to receive. And we know that that's a big contributing factor to all of the underlying causes of infant mortality.
Amy, what is the most important tool that you do not have now that you would like to have to keep babies alive, you know, to improve Michigan's infant mortality rate?
That's a tough question. As I said before, it's not a one thing. I think one thing that we do have, we just don't have enough of it, is home visiting. Early childhood home visiting connects pregnant women and new families and even families with young children to someone, trusted individual, trained individual who can come into their home and help them, really educate them on a lot of the things that help their children survive and thrive. And while we have home visiting, we actually have a lot more of it than some other states, we need to make sure that all of the models of home visiting, it's voluntary, and so we want families to have a model that fits their needs, that we need to make sure that those are readily available in every community and that there are the resources there to support them. That's really the connection between the medical care and understanding the context and the environment in which families live and helping them make the safest, best choices for their health and for the health of their children.
Amy Zagman is Executive Director of the Michigan Council for Maternal and Child Health. Thank you for talking with us today, Amy.
Thank you.